Baruch Hashem, we're in page Nun Zayin.
Nun Zayin.
Nun Zayin.
Amud Aleph.
Nun Zayin Amud Aleph.
Tani Tana Kameh de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Tani Tana Kameh de Rabbi.
Before?
Chat, Shtayim, Shalosh, Arba, Chamesh, Shesh. 7 lines before the end of the page. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, in the end of the line. So Tana, who is Tana? Tani, it's Shana, he taught. Who taught? Tana. Who is that Tana? Tana, we know it's a name for all of the Tanaim. Yeah. But actually that Tana that we're calling him here, Tana, is not a Tana at all. He's an Amora. He's from this next generation of Amoraim. Why we're calling him Tana? Because he's the now that memorized all of the Braitot and Mishnayot of the Tanaim, and he knows them by heart, and he's the one that is telling them to the Chacham in the Yeshiva.
And so when he said Tana, it's because his Amoraim is talking about the...
So this is why we're calling him Tana. You got it?
Samurai who speaks about the Tana.
The Braai.
The Tanai. The Braai sound.
Yes. So, Bezrat Hashem, that Tana said a Braita, Kamed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, before of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And he told him, Hamakiz Dam Bachalom, a man that, I said Makiz, donated, took out blood.
Let
blood. Health reasons. To take out blood, to relax the stress of blood.
To take out blood nowadays would be called donating blood.
Yes, but we're not talking about donating.
Bloodletting.
Bloodletting. So the one that sees himself doing that in the dream, Avonotav mechulin lo. It's a sign that all of his sins been erased, been forgiven. Why? Because blood, it's red, and red is the signs of sins, and he's giving it, letting it go. Bye bye sins. The Gemara is asking, Vehatanya, but we saw another brighter. Metover, it's written, Avonotav sedurin lo. His sins now arranged in front of his face in a certain order that they're going to judge him on them. Means he sees them outside, now they're revealed in front of court, now court going to judge him. The Gemara is answering, "My sedurin," what it means, sedurin, organized, sedurin limachel, organized to be forgiven. Mamash, one after the other, going to be erased. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshet, that Tana, not the same one, just the one that had the same job, that Amora that had the same job, but in the yeshiva of Rav Sheshet, Kamed Rav Sheshet, said to Rav Sheshet, Haroe Nachash Bachalom, a man that sees a snake in his dream, Parnasato Mezumenet Lo, his Parnasa, the money, gonna be very available for him, very easily to find. Like the snake that he finds his prey very fast. Neshacho, but if the snake bite him, nichpelalo parnasato, double his parnasato.
That's in a chalom?
It's in a dream, yes.
Oh, because reality.
In reality you have
reality.
It? This is why you don't have a penny.
I was coming from Shabbos, so one of the...
Maybe you were dreaming.
No. I was coming from the history, I was in the Marugo over there.
And he bite you.
He was
not bite you with their tongue.
Did it like this? I said, ah! And people, they come from the neighbors. You know, they came, one came, the rock came with the hot water. He said, if you put in hot water, they die. They had hot blood.
Cold blood.
Hot.
Cold.
Hot.
Hot.
he put his hand across his body because he had the word.
Yes. Neshacho, so if the snake bite him, Nichpelalo, so doubled his parnasa. Harago, if he killed the snake, Avda parnasato, he lost his money. So if you see a snake in your dream, don't kill him. Amar le Rav Sheshet, so Rav Sheshet told that Amora that said brightot in front of him, don't say that, just kol sheken shenichpela parnasato, even more so that his parnasa is going to be found easily. Don't say nothing bad, we're not interpreting dreams in that way. And the Gemara is saying, Velohi. But actually, how that Rav Sheshet fixed him, it wasn't the real Braita. Rav Sheshet fixed him, but it wasn't it's not the words of the Braita. The real Braita is saying that if you killed him, so that man lost his Parnasa. But the truth was, why Rav Sheshet said that? Because Rav Sheshet because he was the one that saw a snake in his dream and he killed him. This is why he told him, don't say that it's a bad dream that he's going to lose his parnasa. Say that he's going to double his parnasa. Don't say that, he told him Rav Sheshet. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and told Rabbi Yochanan, Kol mine mashkin yafin lachalom. All kinds of drinks, liquids are good for the dream. Good sign if you see yourself drinking Pepsi, RC Cola, XL, whatever. Very good. Pina Colada, whatever. Chutz min hayayin, except of wine. Why? Because on wine, yesh shotehu v'tovlo, there is one that drinks it and it's good for him. Ve'yesh shotehu v'ra lo, and there is one that drinks it and it's bad for him. Yesh shotehu v'tov lo, there is one that drinks it and it's good for him. Shene'emar, because it's been said, ve'yayin yesamach levav enosh, and the wine gonna make the hearts of people happy. Ve'yesh shotehu v'ra lo, and there is one that drinks it and it's bad for him. Shene'emar, because it's been said, tenu shechar le'oved, give beer, alcohol, certain liquors to the one that lost himself in his sorrow. Ve'yayin lemare nafesh, and wine give to the one that their spirit is bitter, that are very, very sad. So it's about mourning and huge sorrow, so no one wants to drink in those situations. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan le Tana, so Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, Teni means fix the braita, Talmid Chacham, but for a Talmid Chacham, Leolam Tovlo. It's always good for him to see himself drinking wine in his dream. Shene'emar, because it's been said, Lechu Lachamu Belachmi, go fight the war of my wars, or go and eat like in a proper way, means eat my food, my bread. Ushtu beyayin masachti, and drinking the wine that I gave you, means masechtot and limud ha-gemara. It's coming to teach us on talmidei chachamim that are eating and drinking through the limud ha-torah, through the wisdom of Torah and Tefillah, that looks like achieving, receiving, eating and drinking food, bread and wine. This is why Talmid Chacham, it's very good for him to see himself drinking wine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkim, if a man woke up early in the morning, Venafal Pasuk Letoch Piv, and suddenly he's got a verse that fell into his mouth, Harei Zu Nevuah Ktana, this is a small prophecy. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita. Shlosha melachim hem. There are three kings. Haroe David b'chalom, a man that sees David in his dream. Yetzapeh l'chasidut. He should expect being chasid. Because David HaMelech said, Shomera nafshi ki chasid ani. Watch over my soul because I'm a chasid. Shlomo, if you saw Shlomo, yetzapeh l'chokhma, expect for wisdom. Because you know that Shlomo, he was the wiser man of any other people. It's written on him. The one that saw Achav, if a person sees Achav, Yidag min hapur'anut, he should be worried from pur'anut, pogroms, bad things, horrible judgments, chas v'shalom. Like that Achav been punished, ayin tachat ayin, how you say that, mamash in midah, midah keneged midah, eye for an eye on his avonot,
measure for measure.
Measure for measure. Shalom aleichem, welcome, ma nishma, baruch haba. Tzarich ezra kvodo, efshar lesayah, can we help you? This is Shiur Gemara now in Anglit, and we're having a lot of fun already, baruch Hashem. You're more than welcome. And after it, at 12, we're going to have the Kutei Moharan class here also, if you don't mind. There is cafeteria one floor down, bathroom, whatever you need, just tell us.
Okay, thank you.
Nachoyim Rav? Rav Shalom Arush. You're more than welcome to our yeshiva. So, Bezrat Hashem.
How does a person know if it's another melech in a dream?
If you don't know, so you don't know.
We don't know what they look like.
Sometimes you know. The nose, he knows. Sometimes you know, if you don't know, so you haven't seen him, or maybe you did, but it doesn't matter. Now we're talking about someone that knows. You see him playing the violin, it's him. Alright. Shlosha Nevi'im hem, three Nevi'im prophets. Haroe Sefer Melachim, prophets, we're not talking about the prophets themselves, we're talking about books of prophets, the Sifrei HaNevi'im. Haroe Sefer Melachim, the one that sees the book of kings, Melachim, in his dream, Yetzapeh L'Gdula, he should expect greatness. Yechezkel, if you saw the book of Yechezkel, Yetzapeh L'Chokhma, he should expect the wisdom. Because in the book of Yechezkel, he is explaining about huge wisdoms, the holy chariot, and seeing the throne of Hashem Yitbarach, and on and on. Yishayah saw Yishayah in his dream. Yetzapeh lenechama, he should expect condolation, right? Constellations, constellatia, constellations. Why? Because Yishayah is talking about the salvation, confidence of Am Yisrael, to believe in Hashem Yitzvarach, to get stronger in faith of the salvation that's soon going to come, and on and on. Yirmiyah, but if he saw Yirmiyah, Yidag min hapur'anut, he should be worried from judgments, because Yirmiyah, he lived in the period of time of the horrible, horrible destruction. Shlosha ketuvim gedolim hem, three long, large books of ketuvim. How you call the ketuvim in English?
Writings.
What?
The writings.
The writings, this is the name. Chronicles? No, this is something else.
No.
Writings.
Three, the larger books of the writings.
Haroe Sefer Tehilim, a man that saw book of Tehilim in his dream, Yetzapeh l'chasidut, he should expect to be chasid. Mishlei, Yetzapeh l'chokhma, should expect the wisdom. Iyov, Yidag min haporanut, should be worried from bad things. Shlosha ketuvim ktanim hem, three books of writings.
The minor prophets.
Minor
prophets.
Prophets? No, we're not talking about the prophets.
The minor writings?
Writings. Hem. Haroe Shir Hashirim Bacholom, the one that saw song of all songs, Shir Hashirim, in his dream, Yetzapeh l'chasidut, he should expect to be a chasid. Why to be a chasid? We were talking only about David HaMelech. But Shlomo HaMelech over there is revealing his heart, talking about the love that he's got to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that. Kohelet, Yetzapeh l'chokhma, he saw the book of Kohelet, should expect the wisdom. Kinot, Kinot means Megillat Eicha, the scroll of Eicha. Yidag min ha-pur'anut. You should be afraid from bad things. Haro'e Megillat Esther, the one that saw the scroll of Esther. Nes na'asa lo, a miracle he gonna have in his life because of the miracle that was in the days of Achashverosh. Shlosha chachamim hem, three wise people to see. Haroe Rabbi, the one that sees Rabbi, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, not his own Rabbi, the one that sees Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Bachalom Yetzapeh lechokhma, he should expect wisdom because he was the first one in the generation, and he was the one that established the Mishnayos, and he was mamash very, 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 very huge. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yetzapeh la'ashirut, you should expect wealth because he was very, 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 very rich. Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, Yidag min ha-pur'anut, should be worried from hard bad things, because he died, was one of the 10 righteous people that died, Harugei Malchut. Rabbi Ishmael, mamash, a very weird kind of death. They torn away, took out the skin of his face, and his skull took all of the skin of his face out. They were worse than the Indians even. Indians, they would take only the scalp. But they took even his face out. Nice! Baruch Hashem. Shlosha talmidei chachamim, three talmidei chachamim, students of chachamim, hem. Haroe ben Azai b'chalom, the one that sees ben Azai b'chalom, yetzapeh l'chassidut, he should expect chassidut. Why? Because it's written on him when he died, when he went up with Rabbi Akiva and his friends, and he died, ben Azai, he tzitzva met, he picked and died. And they said on him, the voice went out from heaven, the Shechina Bat Kol said, Yakar b'enei Hashem ha-mavta l'chassidav. It's precious to Hashem. It's hard for Hashem that his chassidim are dying. So he been called a chassid. Ben Zoma that were also with Rabbi Akiva and his friends. If you saw him, yetzapeh lechokhma, you should expect the wisdom, because he was also one of the most wise people in the world, for sure in that generation. Acher, but if you saw Acher, it's Elisha ben Abuya, Yidag min ha-pur'anut, should be worried from bad things, because he been punished very bad. Kol mine chayot yafot lachalom, all kinds of animals are good for the dream, good sign in a dream. Chutz min hapil vehakof vehakipod, except of an elephant, monkey, and
porcupine.
Exactly, porcupine. That sweet one. Porcupine. Is a porky?
Porky. No, it's a small animal that this big. I know.
No, not. We're not talking about dorban. Kipod. Shmuli kipod. Very small.
Hey, we don't want
porcupine.
What are porcupines? Because I'm used to the big ones.
Where are you coming from?
They have this big one.
Well, they have Colorado. In Colorado, they have big ones.
Horses with thorns.
Yeah.
And horses with thorns. Colorado.
This big.
It's Western.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything's big.
And you made all of that distance to come to learn in Yeshiva Chutz.
No, my wife lived in Colorado. She was telling me all the stories. She was there for 8 years.
Oh. You had only cats surrounding your house.
Let's see now.
All right.
Cats,
yes.
Geese.
What?
Cats, geese.
What's geese? Duck,
geese. Swans.
Swans?
You know, goose, geese.
Oh, all right. Vazim, barburim.
Dogs, fish, hamsters.
Nice, hamsters. I like them. Very nice. Very good. Expensive mice. All right, Bezat Hashem. So the Gemara is asking, Be'amar Mor, like we saw before, Haro'e Pil Bachalom, a man that saw an elephant in his dream, Pele Nasalo, a wonderful wonder is going to happen to him, wonderful thing going to happen to him. The Gemara is answering, Lo Kashya, there is no difficulty here, it's not hard. Hadim Sarag, here it's when he's got a saddle. Hadelom Sarag, here is when he doesn't have a saddle. Kol mine matechet yafin lachalom. All kinds of metals are... What?
Why did they repeat this?
I think because that they brought a lot of good signs, so they brought it here. And but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because they talked about this before. Right, but they mentioned before about the elephant in a dream.
That's what I asked. Why did they repeat it? Same words and same everything. Nothing
new. No, for sure there is something new.
No, we covered it earlier.
Rashi is explaining in a different way the word dimsarag. First time that we saw dimsarag over there, when we saw dimsarag over there, it was written saddle, like I just now said it by heart. But here now Rashi, when it's written dimsarag, he's writing ukaf al gabab, a saddle on his back, v'yesh omrim, and there are opinions to say Natun Be'afsar, that he is held in a leash. It is a different. I don't know what's the importance of that detail, but it is. All kinds of metals, Yafin Lachalom, Chutz Mimar, except of a shovel. Pasal. Pasal, it's another kind of iron, a metal tool. that it's like
chisel.
Vekardom, kardom, it's kardom lachforbo. It's like that you're digging with it.
Yes.
This is makosh.
Yeah.
It's very thin in one side and flat in the other side, a little bit. Pick, makosh, kardom. All right, so those three are tools that can used in damage to ruin things, to break things.
What's the mar?
What?
Was it the first one, the mar?
Mar, it's a shovel. Et chafira. Ve'ane mile, but all of those things, they're a good sign to see them. Dachazanhu bekatayhu. If you saw them with their stick, with their
handle.
But if you saw them broken from their handle, so it's a bad sign. Kol mine perot yafin lachalom. All kinds of fruits are good for the dream. Chutz mipage temara, except of dates that fell from the tree before their time. Kol minei yarakot yafin lachalom, all kinds of vegetables are good for the dream, good sign in the dream. Chutz mirashe lefatot, except of heads of lefet.
Turnips.
Because their shape is pretty twisted. They're not... They're thick. It's like we learned before that Rava had a dream that they were hitting him with sticks and he was dreaming that he's gonna be beaten, and it was with sticks that were looking like heads of turnips. So it's thick and strong and heavy. Va'amarav, but Rav said, how can it be that you're saying that it's a bad sign to see the heads of turnips? Va'amarav, because we heard that Rav said, Lo ya'atari ad ha'chazay rashe lefatot. I haven't become rich in my dream until that I saw heads of turnips in my dream. Means that that was the reason that he became to be rich. So the Gemara is answering, Ki chaza bechanayhu chaza. When he saw them attached to the ground, connected to their source. So it's a good sign. But the Braita was talking when the turnips are outside, picked from the ground. Kol minetziv onin yafin lachalom. All kinds of colorful cloths and clothes are good for the good sign in a dream. Chutz min tchelet, except of tchelet. Tchelet, it's not light blue. It is, but we're talking about turquoise, about something that is a little bit green. So it's a sign for the face of an ill person that becomes to be green. Kol mina ofot yafin lachalom. All kinds of birds are nice sign for the dream. Chutz min karya, except of karya. Karya is an owl. Vekipufa and kipufa. Kipufa in Hebrew we're calling it kos. It's like an owl. It's also a predator animal. Bird. Vekruprai and a bat. They are weird looking birds and they're not a good sign. If now you want to have a sign how to remember, to memorize by heart all of those three groups that we're gonna see, you can look in those brackets and to remember Haguf, haguf, me'ein meshivin u'marchivin. This is siman, it's a sign. Means those are first letters of what that we're going to see now. It's a way of learning to memorize by heart. Actually, we're not using that way today so much, but actually it's coming to teach us that the real way of learning Torah she'be'al peh is be'al peh, by heart. So I'm going to test you tomorrow on all of that sugiyah. Bezat Hashem, everyone be here at 6 a.m. And I'm going to test you. Alright?
When you hear the beers yesterday,
what?
Because
they are hearing
your
tefillah. Yes.
Beers.
It's a good sign. No doubt it's a good sign. I think it's a great sign.
Don't whistle.
It's a good sign, just don't whistle. All right, read Rashi. Are you with me, Rabbi Yisai? Hanan Menashe, you're with me?
I just found a place where we're going right now. Now we're going to Rashi. It's okay.
This is the place to, until here.
Wherever you are is the place to be, Rabbi. Mamash, where Rashi? Echo Rashi?
We're asking ourselves that question also. Probably in the last page.
Page. Amud Aleph?
Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, yes. Mechulin lo. Yes, mechulin lo. Avonotav mechulin lo. His sin, if he saw blood, he let blood in his dream, so his sins are being forgiven. לפי שהאבונות כרואין אדומים, because that the sins are called red, שנאמר, that it been said in Ishaya, אם יעדימו כתולה, if they're going to become to be red like תולה, that he was red, ואומר, and it's written also, נחתם אבונך, you have a stain because of your sins. Vesimanu, and it's a sign sheporshin mimeno, that they are running away from him, so his sins been forgiven. Parnasato mezumenet, he's gonna have parnasa. Kanachash, like the snake, shafar lachmo, that his bread is earth. Umatsui lo bechol makom, and it's available in every place for him. הרגו לנחש, if he killed the snake, כל שכן שנכפלה לו, even more so that his parnasa is going to be doubled, שהרי נתגבר עליו, because he overpowered on him, ולא he, but it wasn't the real brita, just Rav Sheshet was afraid. אלא Rav Sheshet, just that Rav Sheshet דורש, he was explaining להנאתו, because he wanted that satisfaction to enjoy, לפתור חלומו לטובה, to interpret his dream in a positive way. יש שותה ובחולה, there is one that drinks wine in a good way and it's helping him, and there is one that it's damaging him. לפיכך, this is why אין לעמוד על פתרונו, you cannot tell the interpretation on someone that drank wine in his dream, because you don't know if it damaged him or not. So this is why that tzaddik, I think it was who? Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, he told him, but the Talmid Chuchem, he, on him, we can interpret that dream always in a positive way, because it's not damaging a Talmid Chacham. Heshkim woke up very early, ha'omed mimitato, the one that stood up from his bed, ve'nafalo pasuk befiv, and a verse fell into his mouth, shir ha'shirim, song of all songs, kulo irat shamayim, all full with fear from heaven, v'chibat ha'makom, and love to the Shem, to the place, belev kol Yisrael, in the heart of all of Yisrael. Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, מהרוגי מלכות היה, he died with the rest of the righteous people, והפשיטו אור קרקפתו בחייו, and they took out the skin of his face and his קרקפת, skull, in his life, when he was alive. You remember that midrash, horrible midrash, that he wasn't screaming. When they took out the chin, he wasn't screaming, the mouth wasn't screaming, the nose, the eyes wasn't screaming. Only when they came to the forehead, above the forehead, to the place of tefillin, he started to scream. So the Motzi Lahoreg asked him, why just now you started to scream? He said, I realized that I will not gonna put tefillin anymore in my life. Yes. Tisha B'Av, not Yom Kippur. I don't remember. Also in Yom Kippur?
Also Yom Kippur.
Also Yom Kippur. Wonderful.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic, you're right. Need to make a movie out of it.
I think they already have.
He thinks that they already have. We never saw that movie, Baruch Hashem. Yes! Chutz min apil, except of the elephant, ve'akof, and the monkey, ve'akipod. Maybe it's not a monkey, maybe it's a
chimpanzee.
Oh, now we're going to learn something interesting. Shemeshunin b'mar'ehem, that they're very weird in how that they look. And now Rashi is explaining, kipod, it's not a porcupine. It's a chaya, it's an animal. Shedoma lekof, that looks like a monkey. ויש לה זנב ארוך, and it's got a long tail, ושמה מרטינה. מרטין. You don't have something like that?
מרטין?
מרטין. No, you don't have your English speakers.
I never heard of this. מרטין.
Myrtle.
No.
Maybe it's Myrtle the turtle.
No such thing.
Soon, Schuttenstein gonna have
Martin that. Is a member of the weasel family.
Oh, it's weasel. A weasel.
Ah, weasel.
Now you got
no,
it.
It's not a weasel, but it's weasel family.
It's his brother-in-law. It's the brother-in-law of weasel.
It's cousin of weasel.
Cousin of weasel.
So it's is it related to any of the current politicians?
Look, mister.
Keep it clean.
Keep it
clean. I was trying to do a joke.
That he would be connected more to the martini, the wine before us.
I told you, be careful, I'm going to call your wife. I'm going to write you a note and you're going to have to sign her for tomorrow. Dim Sarag, he's got a saddle on his back, that elephant. Ve'esh omrim natun be'afsar, and there is another opinion to say that he is tied in a leash. Chutz mimar, except of shavo, pashur belaz. Pesel, pasal dulier. This is that
the chisel.
The chazanu bekatayu, if you found it, saw it in your dream, in his handle, shereuin lemlachta, now you can work with it, lechabel ulashchit, to break things and to ruin. Paget mara, fruits of dates that are not ready yet, shelo bashlu kol tzorkan, that they haven't been right. Bekanayhu, if he saw those heads of turnips, bimchubar, when they were attached, aval betalush, but when they're uproot, when they're picked, simanhu lemakot, it's a sign for beatings, for makot. Kedepasher lebarhedia lerava, like that Barhedia interpret to Rava, kulfe balata, you're gonna receive punches. Tchelet, light blue, yaroku, it's green. Umishe panav yerukim, cholehu, and the one that his face are green, he is sick. Karya yavnets, this is owl. Kepufa suita, this is kos, belaz. Veyesh la lesatot, and it got jaws. Kelechiei adam, like cheeks of human beings. Lefichach hen megunim, this is why they are megunim. What? Lo muganim, megunim. Like maase megune. Davar that we need to come to say bad things on it. Something. Korpofai, it's the bat. Talfa, atalef. Talfa, atalef, it's a bat. This is it. Here we're standing.
If you change the letters of talfa, you get up.